Hey, y'all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 45, Episode 10, How Am I the Mobster? What did you think of this episode? We got a pretty big character out today.
Yeah, very big. I thought it was a good episode. I liked the two challenges. Mm-hmm. I always like it when they have two. And we're getting a little more strategic play going. It was a good episode. What do you think?
I think we've been talking about how the edit's really showing Dee and Emily as pretty strong people. It's like they're telling the Emily story, and today was the big twist.
Yeah.
I think we are now seeing that Emily is being set up to either be in the final three or outright win this. This was fully her move to get Bruce out.
Yeah.
Somebody who, when was rooted out, people were happy about it openly.
Right.
When he didn't win the immunity, people were cheering. Like, there was nothing bad about Bruce. That shows how good of a contestant he was.
Yeah.
But the fact that people are openly cheering for it, and it was Emily that slayed him, like, that's really, you know, important on the resume.
Yep.
So, let's just go ahead and get into it then. Jake returns with the tribe after tribal council, and he feels, he's not happy that he's kind of constantly on the bottom. We're going to see that a lot in this episode.
Right.
But he thinks that this is a second chance for him, and he's got this new found hope. Drew and Emily, they really want to get Bruce out. He's definitely the main target. They also want to make sure to flush out his immunity no matter what happens.
Right.
The problem is he keeps winning. So if you keep winning, you're fine.
Yeah, for sure.
And he almost did it this time too.
Yeah, he did.
The next morning, we see Julie reflects on the difficulty of lying to people. This is especially hard on her because she's been given this kind of mom role.
Right.
We see it with Drew. We've seen it with Drew a few times where he like goes to her for emotional support.
Yeah.
Others are clearly doing that as well.
Right.
So for everybody else who gets to play this game where it's fun to kind of turn on each other,
yeah,
she's literally the emotional backing behind a lot of these people.
Right. Yeah, that is tough.
And is having a hard time with that. Yeah. And also, I think at this point, too, the island is wearing down on people. We're seeing it again on Jake and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just wearing down on people. Katara, Bruce, Emily, they start discussing how tight the other four are. I'm a little surprised, but Katara does seem to work with Bruce when needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think she sees the flexibility there. Emily feels forced to forge new relationships.
Right.
And this is because Austin is simply not giving her the time of day and is fully going D all the way.
Right.
It looks like next episode is going to be the same thing, and it might be biting everybody in the butt now.
Yeah,
finally.
For sure.
Yeah. Bruce only wants to use his idol to protect himself. He's not willing to use it to flip the game. Emily's trying to pitch this idea like, this is the time to really put your resume up and flip the game. Use it to flip the game.
Yeah.
Now, Emily clearly still wants to just get Bruce out, but I do like how that is a really very good point.
Yeah, true.
If you're trying to make a resume, Bruce, that's one of the biggies.
Yeah.
But yeah. Bruce wants to lie to the others. Now, this is, in my opinion, outright silly.
It is really crazy.
Yeah. Bruce wants to lie to the others and tell them that Kelly was voted out with his idol.
Right.
And he gave it to her in an effort to avoid the knowledge's power advantage. Katara sees right through this lie.
Yeah.
And Jake believes him. And, again, I think we're at the point now where people are starting to get a little stirry out there.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fully blame Jake, but come on now. This is a clear lie.
I think it's crazy because he tells Katara and she he doesn't even give her long to think it over. It's just like, did you believe me? I'm going to try this on everybody else. Why would you tell Katara that you're going to try it on anybody else?
Yep.
She has not liked you from day one.
Right.
She's the first one that's going to throw you under the bus. And yet she's the person that you confide in. I don't get it.
That goes back to Emily as well. Emily, day one, called you out.
I mean,
think how good that story's gonna look. She just voted you. She's the reason you're home.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Her resume's looking so good. Why would you ever want to work with her knowing that what behooves her the best is actually to knock you out?
Right.
And I think Bruce, while a very good player in all the physical game and stuff like that, social game, boy, he was inept.
Yeah.
He just did not succeed there.
Yeah.
But we're heading into challenge to see how it goes.
Okay. So as we get to challenge, this is a reward challenge. They're gonna go to the sanctuary. They're gonna have turkey, potatoes and gravy, pie, beer, soda, all kinds of stuff. They're going to be spending the night with pillows and blankets.
Yeah.
At the end of the challenge, they find out that that's also going to include letters from home.
Yeah.
It sounds like
the blankets
were
a real big selling point. I mean, the letters from home, for sure. But yeah, that sounds like a good night's sleep. And we've been seeing that like Julie and stuff like that, they're not getting that sleep they need.
Yeah, for sure. I like that this is finally an individual immunity challenge. Yeah. So that was nice. Okay, so what they have to do is race through a series of obstacles, collecting a ball along the way. They have to crawl under a net, then maneuver the ball through a maze. first to finish wins reward.
Yeah.
We've seen this before, the maze. And, you know, it's pretty good. I thought it was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So as we get going, we have Austin ahead. He's so good at challenges.
Yeah.
He really does well. And then we've got Bruce, Dee, Jake, everybody following behind. Jake is through the net first, then Austin. So Jake did really well in the beginning, catching up to Austin. Julie and Katora are struggling. They're having a hard time under the net.
Mm-hmm.
It's not long before everybody is now at the maze. And that maze is like super sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they have to avoid the holes. We've seen it before. And I mean, they just barely move one hand or the other, the whole thing tips over, you know?
Yep.
So they've got to learn how to work that well to where they're just barely moving it. Everybody's dropping the balls off the maze and having to start over. Then we get to where Emily and Austin are kind of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them are very close. They end up getting into the very center, very focused. And then, you know, before you know it, Austin drops a ball. Emily gets it into the hole in the middle, so she's the winner. And she's just, like, really shocked. This is her first win, and she was super excited.
I mean, that Lulu tribe, and, you know, she's had such a hard time with challenges in the past. It was good to see her finally win.
Yeah, yeah, she was really emotional. And so when it comes to going to the sanctuary, Jeff tells her that she gets to pick somebody. She picks Julie. And she says, because Julie hasn't been sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to give that to her. She gets another pick and she picks Keturah, which is totally blown away.
Yeah.
She did not expect it at all, you know, so that was nice. And then she also picked Dee, and because Dee has talked about her family and all that. And at that point, they had mentioned the letters from home.
Mm-hmm.
So she felt like that would be good for Dee. So we've got an all girls night.
Do you think that was a good move?
You know, I think she should have done it more strategic.
Yeah, I don't think it's strategic.
I really do. But also, to do it and consider it a girls' night kind of gives her an out.
Interesting.
Because if she picked, you know, like Drew and Austin or the other two, Bruce and Jake, she would be showing her alliances for sure.
Yeah.
So to simply do this might be kind of a way to not show the whole thing. Plus you've got Julie, which is part of the Reba. She's kind of the lowest Reba person. So as much as I thought it wasn't when we were watching it, I was just like, oh, hell no. Why are you doing that? You know, when you think about it, it's kind of a good way out if you don't really want to show your cards.
Yeah. My initial reaction was get Drew, get Austin, maybe get Dee.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even get Dee. I get Julie. Try to button up that lights again.
Yeah.
It's definitely leaving you behind.
Right.
But yeah, I like the way you're saying it. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Seemed okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, Austin's worried because it's a girls' night, you know, and he doesn't like that they're all together. But I think it's nice. Emily was really excited because people had talked about, you know, I'll take you to Sanctuary if I go, because she hadn't won anything. And she said she really wanted to earn it. So she was excited that she definitely did.
Yep. She definitely did.
Yep. She did good.
So we see the winners and they're having their girls' night. It's kicking off. They talk about how much Emily underestimates herself, which is something we're seeing more and more. Keturah reveals that she lied about Bruce. I'm sorry. She revealed Bruce's lie, which kind of prompts this idea that, like, hey, guys, you know, it's Bruce's week to go home and let's focus on this. Everybody focuses on that. Bruce is clearly the target. With Jake, the obvious number two.
Yeah.
I don't blame Jake for not liking that.
Right.
Because it is just so obvious that it's him.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't like that either.
You're not even a threat enough to be the number one person they want out. Like, it sucks that you're always just the backup plan. You're just like, well, you're close enough to the guy we actually want out. So just, you really are kind of.
Well, because they kind of know, you know, if they take him to the end and they don't end up getting him out, that he's no threat.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I mean, he feels that, of course.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
And then we see over at the guys right away, the guys start, you know, farting and burping and all the guys start goofing off.
Yeah.
Drew feels a little bit on the outside, but he says, quote, I'll try to bro out. And they're just all broing out. And it's really
good. I love
good.
The way he shows the muscles.
Yeah.
Drew's like, you know, doing his muscle moves and all that.
He tries
hilarious.
His best. Austin actually goes fishing. He catches a few fish. They're not too big, but they seem to be pretty happy with those.
Yeah.
Bruce and Jake finally talk about how strong the Reba group is And Dee is really the problem.
Right.
And I totally agree. She's pulling a lot of strings right now.
She is.
Jake knows working with Bruce just puts that target on his back even more.
Yep. He saw it with Kelly. He knows
he's got to be number two.
Yep.
Jake tells Drew that Bruce's idol went with Julie. Now, this is the lie that he was told by Bruce and he's still believing.
Yeah.
Drew at the time believes it, tells Austin. Back at Sanctuary, the winners are opening the letters. We have Julie opening one from her brother. They open multiple letters, but the ones that we're told about.
Yeah.
Is Julie from her brother, Dee from her dad, Emily from her boyfriend. And Emily shared a really interesting story about how her boyfriend is currently moving into their new home.
Yeah, and she's missing out on that. Yeah,
that does suck. And then she's kind of like, should we get married now? She's kind of, which, you know, she never thought that was in the cards for her, never really cared for it. But now all of a sudden she's thinking about
it. She's really missing him. And I think that's cool.
I mean, I know it's the edit. I get that. But she's clearly growing a lot out on these islands.
Yeah, I truly think she has grown a lot. Yeah.
Now, Victoria gets one from her mom. Now, her mom is estranged from her. And she cut her out of her life about a year ago. And this feels like it's a distraction for her. Later on, we see in a challenge she's not doing well.
Right.
With her fear of the water or ocean.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, did this letter really throw her off? Did it throw her off even in that?
I think so. I mean, we've seen her in water challenges before. Yeah. And she even mentions that she likes the water, but she doesn't know what it was coming up to that challenge in the beginning.
Yeah.
It bothered her. She started getting, you know, an anxiety attack.
Yeah. And this one, she was even saying, like, this is a mixed bag for me because, you know, I don't want her part of my life. And all of a sudden she's reaching out now through this, of all places, on TV.
Right.
You think Survivor needs to be a little bit more cautious of this kind of situation?
Yeah. I don't know how that worked with the letters, if they reached out to family members.
You'd assume so. Yeah.
Yeah. I would be kind of cautious about that because they truly do affect a person's game after that, you know, especially a situation like this. And I don't know what the story is.
Of course.
Her mom could be fantastic for all I know. Hopefully, maybe this is the beginning of them working together.
I don't even think it is, though, honestly. I think Katora was just really like, I just did not want to hear from her. And and you know, they all got multiple letters. That's the one she's focusing on now. And that's a shame.
Right.
Instead of the ones that are uplifting you.
Right. She had one from her sister that she was excited about, you know, but.
Yeah.
This one really tugged on her heart. It was tough. Yeah.
So later on, we see the tribes reunite and Drew tells Emily about this Bruce lie and Emily right away clues him in. Like, no, don't believe it. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
And now there's this clear plan to take out Bruce, if not Jake. So that really just solidified everything.
Right.
Emily wants to play the honest game. Now she has done this the whole time. And it's what, again, we mentioned in the past, had made her attracted to this Drew and Austin alliance.
Right.
So she tells Jake, and for some reason, and a reason I don't quite understand, Jake is surprised almost. His reaction is surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know if it surprises us so much as kind of like, really, guys, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of that, but that's kind of his reaction was like, no, you know, I was surprised by that. Anyways.
Yeah, I was too.
So Jake is frustrated, no doubt. Yeah. I understand that. And that no one's making moves and that, you know, but that nobody's going to make moves with you because you're the easy one.
Right.
So you're not the one to reach out to.
Yeah.
Jake and Drew butt heads over their names being tossed out because he's right away start tossing out Drew's name and it's almost kind of like a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
And Drew's like, oh, don't be calling out me. And he's like, what are you talking about? This is where I'm at. They right away butting heads. And I don't think, don't get me wrong, Jake's kind of got this like silly boyhood mentality sometimes, the way he approaches things. But I think it's just kind of frustration, island life after a few weeks now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they clearly are not best friends anymore.
Yeah.
That's definitely going on.
Yeah, that was too bad, you know, because they were kind of close before. And I mean, why is Jake so surprised that Drew would throw his name out there? I mean, he's on the bottom. He's got to know that. So it was kind of surprising.
The way Jake reacts to stuff right now, or the way Jake was acting in that conversation specifically, reminds me when you're like, feelings are hurt and you're trying to put up a mask of like a bit of a tough guy.
Yeah.
But really, you are shattered. You know what I'm saying? But he's trying to be like, oh, I don't need this conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
And Drew's like, that's fine. And, you know, act like a mobster. That's how the mobster line comes from. And I think Jake is watching this back. Like, I didn't handle that right. But in the time, I was just so emotional. I didn't know what I was doing right.
Right.
And so I would like to see, you know, it's unfortunate that now we do the reunion show immediately. It would be nice to see the reunion show 3 months from now when we can see how these guys are actually doing now, if they've talked and stuff like that. That would be nice to see.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we're heading into our immunity challenge.
Okay, and as we do our immunity challenge, clearly as the boat comes to the platform that's out in the ocean, Katara's already worried, just seeing the challenge. Yeah. And what they have to do is they have to lie on a steep ramp suspended over water.
Yeah.
They're going to hold themselves there by holding onto handholds. At regular intervals, they will move down to smaller handholds, making it more difficult. If they drop, they're out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is she's afraid to drop in the water. Mm-hmm. So as we get going, everybody's up on their ramp. Right away, Emily is struggling.
Yeah.
Right away. She's the first one out. Katara starts freaking out a little bit.
Yes.
Like I said, because she's afraid of the water. And so Jeff tries to comfort her and just says, you know, there's a ladder right there. We have safety swimmers in the water. Or, you know, you can just let go. You don't have to continue this challenge. Yeah. So he even tells her, you know, if you don't want to get in the water, climb off the side onto the platform. You don't have to be in the water for this challenge. You know, he's really trying to help her out a lot.
Yeah.
She ends up doing that. She just can't go any further. It's just too hard for her.
And I got to say, for those of you who are like, oh, why would you quit? Why would you, you know, you don't quit unless you have to, you know. People who quit the show, we're frustrated with them when they quit the show.
Yeah.
This situation like this, you don't think she'd hold on if she could.
Right.
Her mind is not there. She's clearly freaking out.
Yeah. So anxiety is very powerful.
Very powerful. Phobias, whatever, what might be kicking in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's all give her a break. Because I know that there's some people on Twitter and whatnot that are like, oh, come on. I could have held on for longer. They're like, oh,
yeah. And I feel bad because at that point, she's even apologizing. You know, when she goes to sit at the bench with the other girls, it's just, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, so 5 minutes have passed. So they move down to the next handholds. And at that point, Julie drops. They're moving down to the following one. And their legs need to be straight at this point. So now they're down to the third one. And that's tough. I mean, when you can't bend your legs to keep your feet there, you know, that's hard. So then we've got Dee out and then Drew out. Jake's really struggling. But unfortunately, he's out next. And so we've got Austin and Bruce that's left. Bruce is pulling himself up, you know, so you're thinking, okay, you know, they're going to hang on good. Austin does the same, pulls himself up on the ramp. Before long, Bruce drops. Everybody's excited, which is sad.
Did not hide it at all. Everyone was cheering.
So Austin wins. First win of the season, which is pretty cool.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
Individual win. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so then when it's done, Jeff asks Katara if she wants a boat to come get her or if she wants to swim out. Everybody can swim with her and all that. So she decides to go ahead and swim back with everybody around her. And she says, I would never step out of a challenge. I don't know what happened. I like the water.
Yeah.
So it was just something that just came over her.
An episode, you know? Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool that they all swam with her back to the...
It was a good finish.
To the island, yeah.
I want to say in this moment, you saw him fighting super hard. Jake had the most to lose.
Yeah.
So if Jake won this, then all of a sudden, boom, you know, Bruce has to use his idol. Mm-hmm. Has to use his idol.
Yeah.
Otherwise, presumably, oh, well, okay, Jake lost. Bruce lost. So he's going to use his idol tonight. I'm the easy vote out.
Right.
So Jake knew like his entire game was on the line.
Right.
And boy, you really saw it in his face. It did not make it.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. When they return, Bruce knows it's a tough one, but he needs to play his idol tonight.
Yeah.
He even talks about the ricochet vote being Jake. So, you know, I don't mean to be, oh, woe is Jake, but that sucks too. All of a sudden, Bruce comes back and he's like, oh, poor Jake. Everybody knows the ricochet vote's going to hit.
Yep.
That's not cool, man.
Yeah, that's not.
he's your best friend out here. You're probably your only friend. Katara pitches to Emily how strong Julie would be in the finals, and it's a very good point. At this point, we've already heard about Julie mentioning how much she's the Mama Jay.
Right. But don't take out my girl. She's one of my picks.
But it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. You don't want to go to the end with Mama Jay.
Now, we talked about this during the episode. Going forward, I believe, and this is my opinion, maybe I'm off on this, Couture's pitching this idea as a legit idea. I think Emily's the one that takes it and says, well, let's use it as a lie.
Yeah, I think Emily's the one that put a spin to it. And I didn't see that. You had mentioned that during the show. Yeah.
So Emily tells Bruce, so Emily, Bruce, Katara, and Jake would target Julie. Now, Emily is actually trying to get Bruce to not play his idol.
Right.
Classic move we've seen for now for 45 seasons or whatever.
Yep.
You try to get the person not to play their idol so that you can vote them out and really mess them up.
Yeah.
It almost never works. Well, as we mentioned in the beginning, it did.
It did work.
Amazingly.
Yeah. Emily did awesome.
Later when strategizing with Jake is surprised Bruce lied to him about the idol. Again, Jake's just having a hard time now.
Yeah.
And he's gullible, and I think he's watching back and he's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Tired of being at the bottom, of course. And he says, quote, I just thought I'd be better at this game.
Yeah.
And he's not. He is definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad.
Bruce gives Jake a pretty good pep talk. I thought it was a good one. Bruce needs Jake to focus on the Julie vote. You know, he wants to like, hey, this is my chance. Because if you think about how excited Bruce is in this moment.
Yeah.
He's believing Emily's plan. Holy cow, I lost the immunity, but I'm going to be able to save my idol one more turn.
Right.
The guy who's been cheered at for losing.
Yeah.
Like he's excited to make this thing work out.
Oh, heck yeah.
Emily's first focus is definitely Bruce, but knows there is value in taking out either Julie or Jake. So we're walking into tribal thinking Julie, Jake, or Bruce.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
It was, that was a good point. You know, Bruce, to me, like, that conversation with Jake just showed a soft side of him.
Yeah.
That I think if he had showed that more throughout these days, he would have done a lot better. We didn't see a whole lot of that until right here towards the end.
Well, and I think it comes down to day one when he was saying, I don't want to show that I'm the dad.
Yeah.
I want to be the fun uncle or whatever.
You're right.
And so he was overdoing it, which made Katara right away target him and be poisoned in the crowd.
Yeah.
And he's always been trying to kind of play it off like, oh, I'm young with you kids.
Yeah.
Look at Julie, who is the Mama J.
Yes.
And if she touches Final Three, wins this show.
Yeah. He should have been Papa B, I guess.
Papa B. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So we start tribal. We got Jeff talking to Bruce, just saying, hey, first time in a couple of tribals that you haven't had the necklace. And, you know, he said, yeah, you know, they're looking at me harder now. I know that it's going to be my time to go. I've got to play my idol. And Jake says, well, you know, they've approached me more, which feels good.
Yeah.
Not knowing is tough. It brings a lot of insecurities. It weighs on you, you know. And then he talks about being a lawyer and imposter syndrome and all that. So, and then they all just kind of chime in on the fact that, you know, they're getting down to the end.
Yeah.
And you hate to hurt people, but, you know, you have to vote them out.
Yeah.
That's for $1 million. So that's just kind of where they're at this point. And Julie starts talking about how it's hard to lie.
Yeah.
Because they all call me Mama J. You know, I have that mama name, and, you know, they think that I'm going to be honest with them. But she's got to play the game,
yeah.
You know, she's got
it. And she knows it. It's just, it's a tough bullet to swallow.
I think our next episode, she said she's going to go rogue. So
I know. Yikes. I have it down here. I think the Dean Awesome thing is exploding next episode.
I don't know. So she and Emily chimes in and says, well, you know, the name does help because you were able to go to Sanctuary. You know, she did get those close relationships. So Drew just saying the vote is getting much more complicated. The tension is intense, is what Katara mentions. And Emily just talking about it's time for big moves. You know, the power is going to shift after today's vote.
And they all start talking openly about Bruce's idol.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all agreeing, you know, Bruce is going to play his idol. And, you know, Bruce says he has to. He's got to keep himself safe. And then Emily ends it with just saying, you know, Bruce could not play his idol if he's confident.
Yeah.
You know, I would be surprised. He's made his intentions clear, but he could not play it if he was confident. And it's
entire tribe was on board with that idea.
Yeah.
And it was really pitching. They were like, oh, Bruce is fine. So we have to go with somebody else now.
Yeah.
I think everybody on tribe was like, let's fluff this up.
Yeah. It was awesome. They all did a good job.
Yep.
At that point, it's time to vote. Bruce did not play his idol.
What?
Huge mistake. Oh. We've seen it over and over.
Oh, man.
Julie gets one vote from Bruce, of course. Jake gets 3 votes and Bruce gets 4. So Bruce is out, going home with an idol in his pocket. It's crazy.
Props to Bruce for lasting as long as you did when you were the target of so many people.
Yeah.
And mostly due to your just personality, not necessarily for your gameplay. And you did so well. Yeah, people were happy to see him go. It was very, very openly cheering and stuff.
Emily's plan worked. Good resume builder. What a
resume builder. Holy cow.
Huge.
Yeah. They're really editing Emily to be the hero of the season. There's no doubt.
Yep.
Just like Caroline there in her season and Marianne and hers, you know, who's talking about those two. I think if Jake can hold off until the finals, I think he's got a solid chance at this thing.
You think so?
At this point, he's the last one of that group.
Ah.
Julie? Everybody touched Bruce.
Yeah.
There's nobody attached to that anymore. They're all in the tree right now, except for Jake.
Yeah.
So if he can convince them that I out-survived you all, he's got a selling point.
True.
He might be that sad sap third person.
Yeah.
Which we always have and never get a vote. But right, he might be the one most worthy of that third. Like, he might actually be getting a couple votes.
You know, when they go down to the bottom three, the one that we just, you know, don't pay attention to, that we discredit, sometimes is the one that once they do their pitch, it's all about that pitch.
It really
have that ready to go. You see some that were so good that don't have it ready and they lose it for that reason, you know?
And you know what? Who knows gonna do really well against that? A lawyer, which Jake is.
Yeah. Dang. So
if he can get to the final three, he might be able to say, I outmaneuvered or outsurvived at least Julie and, you know, all the whole list of people, Bruce, all of them. This is where I'm at today. Caleb. Yeah, he beat Caleb. He's part of that group that beat Caleb. It's just we gave all the credit to Bruce.
Yeah.
But it was Jake there too. So he might be able to pull it off.
I don't know.
If he can, now that's the key is, if in this next episode he could pull somebody like Julie aside and make this a new last minute alliance.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Emily would be good to grab onto right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Keturah, Emily, Julie, and Jake.
If you could convince Jake, let's take out Drew, which he would want to, and Emily, who knows that she's no longer part of that Austin Drew thing anymore.
Yeah.
Or at least his last place in it.
Right.
There's a real opportunity there to start pulling apart the Austin Drew.
Yeah.
Which I like those ones, but I mean, you got to take him out.
Austin, you know, he's won a lot of challenges. He's played well. I mean, you don't want to go in the bottom three with him either.
Yep. And Drew's been masterminding a lot of moves.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Drew's been really well, really good. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I'm just saying, Jake.
I want Mama J. Or Austin, my two picks.
Austin is who I want. But or Drew surprised me a lot how much I'm liking.
Yeah, Drew has done really well.
But I think, I'm just saying, if Jake can play this out right, I would really kind of be happy for him now all of a sudden. Somebody who I, like, you know, such a sad, you feel so bad for him at this point. He's really ricochet vote kind of guy.
Yeah.
To then, you know, get to the final three, he's got a solid chance.
Right, right. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, next episode is fully just D and Austin relationship, or their alliance blowing up. You can see Julie's gunning for it. Drew starts talking
stuff. It looks like Dee and Austin are getting close.
Yeah, I think those two are getting close, but I think everything around them starts blowing up.
Yeah, but I wonder if there's kind of a little romance going on between the two.
There might be. I think Dee's smart enough to play that. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know if Austin's paying attention too much, but I know Dee would be smart enough. How did your favorites do?
Austin did great in the challenges. I think he's doing okay in his social game.
Yeah.
Julie, I'm worried about, especially when it shows next week, she's going to go rogue. The whole Mama J, you know, being a target now. Kind of worried about Julie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she could try to make a move and all of a sudden become the target real easily.
Yeah.
Real easy.
Yeah.
How are people on Facebook doing?
Okay. So for Facebook, lot of them feel like that she should have gotten D out instead of Bruce.
Yeah.
She should have kept Bruce in there and took out somebody from the Reba tribe.
Yeah.
There is some that, you know, agreed with her gameplay. As far as like the girls' night and it not being threatening if she goes
that
route. That's
a good move I didn't think about.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. But I don't know. I just think Bruce needed to go myself. But I don't know. Could have went either way.
I think they were trying to get Bruce for so long that when they could finally have the opportunity, they just had to go for it.
Yeah.
I think D would have been the bigger threat, but you just got to go for it when you got the option finally.
Yeah. So then some people were talking about Emily's pick for the reward, how, you know, she picked all the girls instead of picking somebody from Reba.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, another one was where they're just talking about how nobody mentions Austin being a threat when he's got two idols and, you know, he's a Reba, tribe member, and he's great in challenges.
And
he's really staying under the radar there.
Yeah. Drew's the one that got a fight with Jake, not Austin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a good move all around. He's a very good player.
Yeah. On fire, let's see. We have again, talking mainly about Emily the whole time, about her being the reason that Bruce is home, you know, and that being a resume builder. And, but one thing they mentioned, which is very true, is in the next episode, if she goes back to camp and she really boasts about that.
Oh, target.
It's a target.
Yeah.
So she's got to be very careful at this point, how she's, you know, claiming everybody got him out. It wasn't just her plan. When it comes time to, you know, claim her, time to the jury and, you know, say what she's done. That's when you start talking about, it was me that talked to Bruce and, you know, did this whole plan.
Yeah.
But for right now with the group, you can't take credit for it yet.
She's the last of the Lulus, I think.
Oh yeah, she is.
Yeah. So like, she's really is kind of like the lone survivor plays hers. Just like I was saying for Jake, but even more so for her. Cause Lulu was like, oh boy, we remember that first few episodes.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
Sean leaving and stuff like that.
Yeah. they talked about, you know, the girls' night and the boys' night and that whole thing. How it's so different. The girls were having sangria and, you know, letters from home, and the guys were all, you know, nerding out. Jeff was talking about how Bruce was very good contender. I mean, not contender, but tribesmate or whatever. Yeah. Coming back again, that he felt like he did a good job. And, you know, he's glad that he got this far in the game.
Yeah.
Instead of going out soon, since he did the first time.
That's well said.
And let's see, there was just a question about, do people get counseling after Survivor? Because sometimes very difficult. Katara, like we saw with Katara. Right. Yeah. And they said, yes, to start with, they get a welcome package. And it kind of warns them about social media, things like that. And then at the end, they do get support and counseling, very intense counseling and support that they have available.
Wonderful.
For them. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was glad to see that. One person asked a question that, you know, Survivor 50 is coming up in a few years. And is Jeff intending to stop at that point? And he said, oh, no, he's going to keep on going. So
I'm very happy.
We were glad to hear that.
I don't care if it's him in an alley with, you know, three contestants. I want to see more Survivor.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't care how long it goes. yeah, it was a really good episode. Bruce finally went down, and I think we're seeing some clear winners of this series coming up already.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at the lines are there. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.